Hey, welcome back to the Life of Next God podcast, and we on hoops tonight, man. It's day number two of the NBA, and the game of the night is Boston and Philadelphia for me. Maybe I should have picked the Brooklyn game. I just saw Kyrie went off for a 40 piece. He put a 40 piece on them boys, but of course they lost, and we're gonna see that probably a lot from Kyrie this season without KD. He's going to go off. He's going to go for 40, 50. And they're going to lose. And that's kind of how their season is going to kind of chalk up to be. But Philly and Boston was a very, very good game. Not from the perspective that it was close, because it never was close. Philadelphia definitely handled Boston accordingly. And I just want to give you guys a couple takes on how I feel about Boston and Philadelphia. So Boston, first of all, I never have been big on Brad Stevens and his little system and how all his young guys and all of that shit. I kind of saw right through it. And the reason why I say I saw through it is because there's a certain skill level that these young dudes exhibit, but there's a certain NBA level game that I'm yet to see from Jaylen Brown, from Jason Tatum. And even though, you know, Hayward did what he did in Utah, when it comes to NBA toughness and getting buckets at tough times, and as you listen to me more, you're going to hear me talk a lot about toughness, like NBA toughness, like not like just regular I'm good at basketball getting buckets. There's NBA style basketball, I'ma put it in your chest, get buckets, that some guys have and some guys just don't. And I think to win at the highest level in the NBA, you've got to have this certain kind of grit. And I'll give you an example. Jimmy Butler isn't the most skilled player at all. Never was and never will be. But when it comes to NBA get buckets, boy, is he tough. Boy, is he strong. Boy, is he resilient. Boy, he knows how to get those tough buckets when they count. And a guy like Jason Tatum just isn't there yet. A guy like Jaylen Brown just isn't there yet. And you, when you see these young guys come out and we project them, we're looking at their skill set, right? And we're saying, man, this guy looks good. He can dribble it. He can shoot it. He can rebound. He can jump out of the gym. But I always tell people to, like, give yourself a little pause on these young guys, man, when they come into the league, because there's a certain NBA go get your bucket toughness that some guys have and some guys just don't. And you can be a good 17 to 20 point per game player, you know, for your career and have a good career and all of that. And it's not to say that these guys aren't good players, but they're not transcended, obviously. They're not 1A players. They're not A players. These guys are B players. These guys are really good third legs, at best second legs, to an alpha superstar. And I say all of that just to say, I think I saw that again today in the second day of the NBA with Philly versus Boston, where Philly looked, even though they have their number of young players, they looked tougher. They could get those tough buckets, and you can definitely attribute that to Joel Embiid. Ben Simmons looks tougher. He looks a little more physical this year. I don't buy that his three-point shot is all, you know, that much improved or anything, but I've never been a person who said that Ben Simmons needs to be like an amazing three-point shooter to be effective in this league. What happened in the game? Fucking Philly kicked that ass. It never was really, really close. Even though Boston did have the lead for a minute. Joel Embiid didn't have a great game tonight. He had like 15 and 14, I think. Ben Simmons finished with 24. Gordon Hayward finished with 25. And man, I'm not a Gordon Hayward fan. I dislike Gordon Hayward. He's one of these dudes who I just feel like they get empty buckets. They get empty points. That's another thing you're going to hear me say a lot when you listen to me talk about sports, especially basketball. These stats, man, like a lot of these guys get these stats and they be empty stats. They get these stats against a team who's, you know, on a back-to-back, game night. They're resting guys. They go for 40. They catch a team in the NFL on a short week, and they put big stats up, and you know the average like sports fan, when you're watching these games, a lot of guys just don't see it that way. But if you really pay attention, man, there's a lot of guys, especially in the NBA, that get a lot of empty stats, and Gordon Hayward is like at the top of the list for me. Like, I've never seen him get a meaningful bucket. Like, he gets these, first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, he gets these buckets, and they're just buckets, and they're nice buckets, and he can play basketball. It's not like he's trash, but man, his stats are empty. Like, this 25 he got tonight was so ineffective. They didn't affect the game at all. At no point did he, send his team on a 7-0 streak to get them back into the game. Like, it never feels like that. When he gets buckets. But Philly looked good, man. They looked tough. I really like Tobias Harris on that team. I really like Josh Richardson on that team. They give them added size, length, pause, and toughness, man. Like, Tobias is going to give them some outside shooting. So is Josh Richardson. I think they're very good complements next to Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. So I definitely enjoyed watching. Boston looks small, man. They look small. When you're going, you know, especially when it comes to the young guys, you see these guys going to another year. They're getting into the second, third, fourth year. Tatum, Jaylen Brown, they look small. Anybody else notice that? They look very petite out there. And size-wise for the entire team, they all look small. They look small. They need some more size and some toughness inside. And, I don't know what they need to do to actually be a contender, because I really don't think that they're a contender in the East. I enjoy Kemba Walker's game. He'll always put niggas on skates, but I've never been high on him as far as being your number one guy that's going to lead your team. So and he had a very, very weak game tonight. For him to come out and perform as small as he performed tonight, it really told me a lot. But of course it's game one, right? But you know, look what Kyrie did over there in his debut with Brooklyn, putting up the 48 and 7, some whatever crazy numbers he threw up tonight. I think that tells you something about guys, man. I see Boston maybe being a second round team. I think there's some other sneaky teams in the Eastern Conference that might be able to knock them off, actually. But Philadelphia, hey, looking good, on their way to the Eastern Conference Finals for sure. And we'll see when they meet Milwaukee, which, and I got some hot takes on Milwaukee. They'll be the game of the night very soon, and we're going to talk about Milwaukee. But that's all I got for you tonight, man. Philadelphia beats Boston. Once again, please follow me on all social medias and all that good old stupid stuff. NEX_GOD. Until next time, the life of Next God Podcast. Peace.